with John Campbell of Magnificent Maiden International Century. John, I know you've played age group cricket for West Indies at all levels, and you've made a few hundreds in the age group level, finally making a breakthrough at the highest, at the international level. I'm sure you're very happy.
Yes, words can't explain the way I feel right now. It's been a long time coming. Past few weeks, past few months, I've been putting in the hard work, and I guess I can say I'm reaping success at this moment.
And you came into this series, obviously you're not in the World Cup squad, but you're given this opportunity to play this Tri Nations series in Ireland, I'm sure you decided from very early that you had to make it count.
Well, I'm just looking at it as another opportunity. I would have loved to be in the World Cup squad, but having said that, the experienced guys are coming back, so I'm just looking forward to grabbing this opportunity with both hands.
And you played brilliantly with Shea Hope at the top of the order. First over, you could have been run out. You called for a quick single. Take us back to that point. What was you thinking?
First ball, actually. I was just looking to get off the marker. I was a little bit hesitant, but thankfully he missed. So from then on, it was a lot more relaxed and I felt a lot better. She helped me along the way right throughout.
Tell us a little bit about the conditions, the pitch flattened out after a while, and the outfield was quite fast, even though it was very, very cold.
I wouldn't say it really flattened out. I think it was difficult to hit big shots right throughout. I think both Shea and I, we played really well.
Okay, and you decided you had to just dig in deep and take it as far as possible.
Yeah, it was tough at the beginning. Couldn't really get the ball away, but I just wanted to. Both of us were just saying let's hang in for as long as possible to see how far we could get it, because we know that the guys coming in, we'll have to start, and then that will take up a lot more balls. So we just wanted to see how far we could take it.
And now you broke many, many records, highest opening stand in history of the game, close to the highest partnership that's still held by Chris Gayle and Marlon Samuels. So you're now in the record books. Is that something you were thinking about, or are you just batting for the team?
Not at all. I was just thinking about team and trying to get the team as much runs as possible.
Okay. And in the end, a handsome victory as you started the tournament. I taught us a little bit as well about the bowling, the way the bowlers bowled in partnerships.
I couldn't have asked for any better. I think we started the series really well. Getting wickets in the power play is crucial. And we did that. We got three in the power play. So whenever you lose wickets in the power play, it always sets you back. And for us to get three wickets in the power play, we were always on top.
And we're back at it again on Tuesday against Bangladesh, a different kind of opposition. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, your expectations and how you think the team is going to go.
Well, we all have to start over again. So I'm just looking to go out there and do my best.
Okay, John, thanks very much and congrats.
All right, thanks.